Chapter 3 Wabi Sabi Masterpiece. Day 4. I had never been where I was standing now, never even been near it. Spence Field was just one more pretty little spot deep in the hushed heart of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. It was high on a breezy ridge in the middle of my own terra incognita, and exactly where I needed to be. An entire world away from my life back home. Here at my feet, an Appalachian Trail anomaly, a grassy meadow, soft as a dream. And above me, a lone oak of rustling green and yellow. Nothing around me that even remotely resembled an obligation, or a routine, or a phone call, or an email, or a presentation. Just the trail and miles. I'd run a marathon already, and I had 25 miles to go today. I was only halfway through. Then I would meet up with Jalu, sit on the edge of Castle Black's sliding doorway, remove my muddy shoes, and rinse off with a portable camp shower. We wouldn't be answering any calls from the doctor or following up on any tests or appointments. After I cleaned up, we'd climb into our van and enjoy a meal of canned Thai coconut curry over rice noodles. Out here, it was very easy to appreciate the few things we had with us. It was better than lamenting what we had lost. I was in good shape physically. I was breathing steadily, and I felt my skin cooling as I took a moment to take in the view. I was tired, of course, but the ache in my muscles felt good. I was alive, doing what I did best, and pushing myself to do more. That was the reason I was out here. I was still in my own little honeymoon phase. We had just entered the Smokies, and a handful of excited runners were venturing out to find us. There was a buzz in the air from the locals and the AT enthusiasts online. Just that morning, a gentleman had met me outside the van at 5:30. He'd driven 6 hours from Louisville just to run a few miles with me. I felt bad when I had to tell him that Jalu and I had planned to start that day alone, but I had invited him to join me after the first 6 miles. He did, and so did my one-eyed buddy, adventure zealot Mikey Ray, and his Macho Beach Running Club friends from Charleston, including a young runner named Victor. Victor came with a very specific goal in mind. He wanted to join me for the remote, no road crossings, 32.